Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet. And we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom, as we continue discussing the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek of Zebor Lo Echad. Perek Zebor, which we started yesterday, and we discussed the different parts of the Mishnah. We have the beginning of the Mishnah, which repeats the beginning of the first Perek, and then we get into the three parts of the Mishnah. We have the Machlokas or Meir and the Chachamim regarding what one does with the third judge, how one picks the third judge, whether it's the Dayanim themselves or the Bali Dinim, and we ended up discussing that it's not each one choosing a Bezdin, each one choosing one judge, and we had a discussion what exactly is the root of that Machlokas, whether the Bali Dinim also have to know Da'as Bali Dinim is important or not. And then we went into the other parts of the Mishnah. That's what we're in the middle of now. That each one could possibly each other's Dayan, each one could possibly each other's Eidim. And the question is, what does that mean? Why would I be able to possibly your Dayan, your Eid for no reason? So we said, well, maybe Eid is not a regular kind of Eidim, and maybe a Dayan is not a regular case of Dayanim. So that's what we discussed in the Gemara. We said, according to Meir, it's who he allows to pasul is not a mumche. Obviously, a mumche cannot be pasul, but it means a non-mumche. Doesn't Edim, the parallel to Edim in the third case, wouldn't that be a case of mumche? And that is what the Gemara says. Well, number one, Reish Lakish says maybe it means a doe, maybe it means only one witness, and you will makabel him, like we're going to learn about Bezhab today, and that's the machlokas, whether you can be chozer or not. That was all number one. Number two, Rabbi Lazar said, maybe it's the Baal Din and another person coming to pasul the Edim, and the issue was an Ogea Be'edus discussion. Number two. Number three, third shot of the Mishnah, Rabbi Dimi quoted Rabbi Yochanan, as maybe the machlokas is about Sarach Lavarer or Ein Sarach Lavarer. Meeting. The Ruvain said he's going to bring two sets of witnesses, and he brings one. And the first one, Shimon wants to pasul. Can Shimon pasul? Is he an Ogea Be'edus? Because after all, there's another set of Edom coming. Or is there? That's the Machlokas. The Meir says there is another set coming, Tzarech Levarer. Therefore, this is not called an Ogea Be'davar. While the Rabbanan say, no, there is no need to bring the other set, and therefore, Shimon is already an Ogea Be'davar. He would not be believed to pasul the second group. So that's what we're up to now on the first wide line on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So Neima Beplukta the Rebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Kamiflagi. Maybe this machlokes of Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim, whether Sarach Levarer or not, when he says I have two sets of Edim, does he have to bring both of them, which would then have a ramification for whether Shimon is an Ogea Bedavar passeling the first kind of Edim or not? Maybe that machlokes is the same machlokes as we have elsewhere that we had at the end of Masechet Baba Basra. The Tanya, the Braisa said there, Habal Ladun Bishtar Bechazaka. There is a machlokes between two parties. Someone has been squatting on someone else's property, and he says, I could prove that this is my property, both based on Chazaka, meaning Cheskas Gimel Shanim. I could bring Edim that I've been here for 3 years, and therefore it is mine, as we discussed in Baba Basra, and also Shtar. And also, I have a star that you sold it to me. So if somebody says they have both, so do they have to bring both? So says the Gemara, Habali don b'shtar b'chazaka, ni don b'shtar divei Rebbe. Rebbe says that you have to bring the star, meaning chazak is not good enough. Star is the ultimate, and therefore you have to bring the star. If you said you're bringing the star, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer ni don b'chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, chazaka, cheskas gibel shanim. Says the Gemara to clarify, v'avidim b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar. What does that mean? He can't bring the star? He has to bring edi chazaka? Eleim af b'chazaka. No, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means, he's being mako. He says you don't have to bring the star. Even chazaka would be allowed to suffice. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel could just bring edim chazak gibel shanim. V'kaimel on what's the root of the machlokas, but it's sarach levarka mipligi. The machlokas is whether when you say something, does that all of a sudden mechayev you to do it? Or when you agree to do something extra that you don't need to do, so then it's a nice voluntary statement, but you do not have to fulfill it. That's the machlokas, sarach levarer or ain't sarach levarer. Says the Gemara, Rebbe, who says that you have to bring the star, holds sarach levarer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, who says you could just rely on the chazaka, ain't sarach levarer. Says in that machlokas, the same machlokas as we have here in Maseches Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, you don't have to say that. Why? Lo. Alibid Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kuliyam alopligi. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that you could just bring Edim to the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, he for sure holds Ein Sarach Levarer. That's not a question. Meaning, in our Gemara, Rabbi Meir cannot be like him. Reb Meir, who said Tzorach Levarer, cannot be like Reb Shmuel Gamliel, who says Ain Tzorach Levarer. Right. Lo pligi, that there's only one opinion like them, not the other. Ki pligi aliba de Rebbe. But it could be that they both argue within Rebbe Shita. Rebbe, who says there, that you have to bring the star, both Shitas here could fit into that Shita. Why? Rebbe Meir, Karebi, or Meir, who holds Tzorach Levarer here, holds like Rebbe, straight, Tzorach Levarer there. Those two are exactly the same. For Rabbanan Amri Lecha, the Rabbanan would say no. Ad kan lo ka'ama Rebbe Hasam. When did Rebbe say there? By the Cheskas Gemol Shanim Karka case. Ela Bechazaka. That's specifically where the two things that you said that you are going to do is Cheskas Gemol Shanim and Shtar. One is much better than the other one. Why? Because one is really the root of the other one. Ela Bechazaka Demikoach Shtara Ka'asi. What's the whole purpose of Cheskas Gemol Shanim? It's not just in a vacuum. Cheskas Gemol Shanim is a reflection, or maybe even a kinyan, as we discussed then, but at least a reflection that this land is now yours. How did it become yours? That was what was called Chazaka Shishimataina. It was sold to you. It was given to you. The Shtar is the source for the Cheskas Gemol Shanim. It's Mikoach Hashtar, or the fifth to last line in Rashi. Dahagufa Lo Asya Ela Mikoach Hashtar. And therefore, if you say that you could bring the root of it all, so that's where you're going to have to bring it, right? That's where you're going to have to say shtar. That's why Rebbe says there, tzarech levarer, because you said you have a shtar, that's the source, that's the ultimate proof. Aval hacha, tahani edim, but here, you have two sets of edim. One does not have to do with the other one. It's two different proofs. Two parallel types of proofs. They're not coming from the other Edim. It's two parallel proofs. Rebbe would admit that you don't have to be Mevarer. And again, we discussed back in Bava Basra at length the in Cheskas Habatim, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, how exactly that works. How is that a Chazakah that establishes or reflects ownership? Okay, that is all, though, number three. Third shot of the Mishnah, what is the Machlokas, Rebbe, or Shimon Gamliel, I'm sorry, Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanon about posseling each other's Edim. The issue is where there are two, so he promises two sets of Edim, and they want to possel the first one, knowing that the other one might be in the works. Good. Pshat number four. Ki asa ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. As we said yesterday, ki asa ravdimi and ki asa ravin often go together in the Gemara. They always quote, when they come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, what exactly they quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying. So we have a different pshat. Ki asa ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha, what does Reisha here mean? Reisha doesn't mean the first lines of the Mishnah. It means we're talking about two different cases. Part two of the Mishnah and part three of the Mishnah. That's the Reisha and the Seifa. Part two is where each one can passel each other's Edim. Part three, each one can passel each other's Dayanim. So that's the Reisha and the Seifa. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Reisha be'edim psulim v'dayanim cherim. The case of the Reisha is where, the case where you can passel each other's aid, is where the Baal Din really passels, honestly, brings proof that the Edim are passel. But the Dayanim are kosher, meaning we don't have, he says the Dayanim are not good, but he doesn't have proof to it. So, Be'edim Slova Dayanim Sheirim. So we say, possibly, Migu, the Pasli, Eide Pasli Nami Daini. Once he brought proof that the Eidim are really Pasl, so then we'll believe him about the Dayanim also. Rashi, Mehemninan Le'a, Filo Lagaba Dayanim. If he found his words to be true on the Eidim, so we assume his words are true on the Dayanim also, even though he didn't really prove it yet. Seifa, and the third case of the Mishnah, B'dayanim Sulav Eidim Sheirim, the opposite. You prove that the Dayanim are problematic, but not the Eidim. Migu, the pasli dayanim, pasli namia edim. And Migu, since that the dayanim are pasli, and you know that, you found nimsu dvar of MS, so you trust him about the edim as well. That's the case in the Mishnah. The Achronim wonder, the Sharam Shere Balacha here discusses, you know, what is the svar for this? And is this a regular type of what we call migu? There are many types of migu that we have in Shas. There's the most famous type of migu is that migu, I could have said a better claim, believe me, by the worst claim, which is related to the principle of Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Hitir. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in the second parak of Ksubis, whether they're one in the same, or they're just similar principles. Beginning of Ksubis, right? Daf Chav Beis, Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Hitir. So that's a concept of migu which doesn't seem to be argued upon by many. So, is this related to that, Migu? So Rashi seems to say it is. Right? Rav and Savar, if we look in the, we didn't get to this yet, but you see Rashi on the second skinny line. Migu Ba'alma. Migu ba'alma, right? So we're going to get to our lower mina migu ba'alma. So it sounds like it's the regular migu, even though it doesn't sound like it in the Gemara, right? The Shem Sion of Halacha points this out. Binyan migu yesh harbe chilukim kimavur beposkim. There are many different chilukim within the world of migu. V'hadar mina kad demar savar lower mina migu. Eina kavana delo svirle de bechlal lower mina migu. When our Gemara is about to say that some opinions here do not hold to the principle of migu, that doesn't mean in general. Because after all, he quotes Beforish Mesechus Ksubis, Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir, and Tosa says that's because of Migu, and you'll learn it from a Pasuk there, until we say Lamali Kras Svarahu. But either way, Elohacho Migu Acheres is a different type of Migu. Just because the word is the same doesn't mean it means the same. Just like the word Chazaka means many things in many different places, right? There are some words that the same word is used, but it could have different connotations. So here too, Migu as well. Shein Kol Kach Svara Lomar, because after all, what's the Svara here? It's so obvious, like other migus, because he's believed about A, so they believe him about B to passel certain individuals. In kol kach svara lomar de migu shedvarim elu emes hakanami dvarim achirim shamer gamkein emes de shaper efshur dzeh lomar dzeh emes dzeh lo emes. It could be he's telling the truth about here, and he sees that he's believed, so he'll passel the others too. So it is not so clear, says the Shiram Zan Balacha here, and then he quotes a Chassam Sofer, and he quotes others, that this is not the regular type of Migu, even though Rashi gives that impression a little bit. But either way, let's go back. So this is the fourth shot of the Mishnah. The case is where you passeled one group, and therefore you say Migu, could you passel the other group? Says the Gemara Maskev LaRav, as our Rav even asks on that Svar. Bishlam Amigu, de Pasli A, de Pasli Nami, Daini, Ika, Beidin, Achrini. I understand why the one part works. If you're believed to passel Adim, you're believed to passel Dayanim too, that's okay, and he's not considered an Ogeb Adavar. Why? Because there's always another Bezin to go to. Get another three people, and it's fine. El Amigu, de Pasli Daini, Pasli Nami, Adim. But the other side of, since you passel Dayanim, and you are found to be MS regarding that, you could also passel the Adim, for Adim Suleka. There are no other Adim, and therefore he turns into an Ogeb Adavar. And if he's an Ogeb Adavar, so why do we trust him? Right, but he doesn't have Edim against the second group of Edim. So why would we trust him? So the Gemara says, okay, lo tzvi chadika kadacheres. It must be there's another cat in the wings. Halakha kadacheres mai. But if there's no other cat, what would we say? Hachanami de lo matzi pasli. We would say that he can't pasl sino de Rav Dimi. So we've just explained Ravin as very close to Rav Dimi Shita, right? They both are talking about a case where there are two sets of Edim, and if there's the second set is not coming, so then they would be considered an Ogeb Adavar, and if they are coming, based on Tzorach Levara, as we said before, then they would not be Ogeb Adavar. So Lamai Nafkin, what's the difference between the two? Ikabeinayo Migu. The machlokas is, not Tzorach Levar, the machlokas is whether you would say this principle of Migu. That if there's no Nogea Bedavar, right, do we say that you would believe about the other people? The Mar Savar, Aminan Migu, Umar Savar, Lo Amrinan, Lo Amrinan Migu. So, Gemara says that's the Nukudas of machlokas. Good. Gufa. Now we quote somebody that we mentioned yesterday. Amar Reish Lakish, the beginning of the giving the Pshatim of the Mishnah, Reish Lakish was shocked as to what Rabbi Meir said. Right, we have a little bit of agadata here now, somewhat in the Gemara. Not fully agadata, but some. So Reish Lakish said, "Pet kadosh yomar davar zeh." This holy mouth said this. Tani edo. Right, that was what Reish Lakish said about Rabbi Meir, and that we went into yesterday, the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, about pet kadosh and a holy mouth. Doesn't even talk gray area, as we said, the what's ahuv and what's sanu we had yesterday from the Rambam. Good. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish made this comment. Wow. Rabbi Meir is amazing. Says the Gemara, 80, is it really true that Reish Lakish would talk this way? That he would hold somebody so much above him? Wasn't he fire and brimstone? Vamar Ula, Haroa, Es Reish Lakish, Bebeis HaMedrash. If anybody saw Reish Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, Ki'ilu Oker Harim, V'tachna Zebazeh. He would like take mountains and grind them with each other. Right, so he wouldn't be someone who would be so soft in terms of giving compliments. So how can he say this about Rabbi Meir? This is so out of character, asks the Gemara. The language that the Yad Ramah uses to explain this line, talking on Zebazeh, She'ein davar kasha yachol la'amod be'emsa, she'eino misparade. You take two mountains and you crush them next to each other, so anything in the middle would also be crushed. Sounds like Rabbi Meir was even more of a chacham to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, yes. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Amar Avina, Fahalo Kalaro Rabbi Meir Bebeis HaMedrash, Kilu Oker, Hare Hare B'tochen HaZebazeh. Yeah, Reish Lakish was in Abora, but if you ever saw Rabbi Meir in the Beis HaMedrash, he was like crushing mountains of mountains, the super mountains with each other. So the Gemara says, you know, shouldn't think that this is so surprising that Reish Lakish gave him his compliment. Hachi Kamar says the Gemara, this is what we meant to say. Bo Rei Kama Mechabavin Zezeh. You see how much they loved each other. Reish Lakish gave Rameir such compliments. Rameir was, again, crushing the super mountains with each other. Gemara here talks about the godless of Rabbi Meir. We mentioned, I think, recently the unique character of Rabbi Meir, and the Gemara in Eruvin even discusses this, that sometimes Rabbi Meir was so sharp that we can't even paskin like him because we can't even fathom his words. Says the Gemara in Eruvin Yud Gimel, Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Galui V'yadua Lefnei Misha Amar V'Hayolam She'ein B'doro Shor Rabbi Meir Kamoso. Nobody's like Rabbi Meir in his generation. Umebnei Ma Lo Kavu Halacha Kamoso. Often, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Shalo Yachlu Chaverav La'amod Al Sov Daito. His friends couldn't understand him. Shehu Omer Al Tamei Tahar, V'Almar Al Opanim, V'Altar Tamei, Umar Al Opanim. He would be able to show, Svaris Lakan Al Lakan. Tanya Lo Rabbi Meir Shmo, El Rabbi Nehorai Shmo. Maybe his real name was Rabbi Nehorai. Why was he called Meir? Shu Meir Einei Chachamim Bahalacha. He would light up the eyes of the Chachamim in Halacha. And then the Rabbi Lezer Ben Arach says, though the opposite, some say Rabbi Lezer Ben Arach was his real name, Balamanik Shroda Horai, Shamari Necham Alacha. Chulu talk about what the real name of Rabbi Meir was. Rebbe says, I'm smarter than my friends because I saw Rabbi Meir from the back. If I saw it from the front, I would have been smarter. Vayyarecha Rosas Marecha. Great Gemara there in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel. But either way, the Gemara here says that Reish Lakish and gave the covet to Rabbi Meir that shows how beloved they were to each other. Where else do we see this? Kiha is the following. Kiha di Yosef, Rabbi Vakama, Rabbi was one sitting and saying, Asr lahat benes hatzonein, you're not allowed to insulate something tzonein, something cold on Shabbos. We know there's an Issur d'Rabbanan of Hatmana, the three parts of the Issur d'Rabbanan of Shabbos, Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. Hatmana insulating, different halachas, Hatmana b'davar hamosef hevel, b'davar sheinu mosef hevel, as is discussed at length in the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos. But Rebbe here comes up with a chiddush, which we don't hold of, that you can't even insulate cold, right? To keep the cold in, you don't want to do a Shabbos, maybe because it might be confused with insulating hot. So Rebbe once said, it's usher to be matmin tzonein. Amar lefan of Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi, Abba hito abba nes tzonein, Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yossi, said, you know what, my father allowed that. I don't know why you ushered it, my father allowed it. Amar le, Rebbe hears that and takes away his shita. Kfar hore zakein. I'm mevata my das. Mevata my das. I give up. If he didn't give that shita, it doesn't hold that way, so it must be that I am wrong. And Amar Rapapa comments, it's fascinating. Why? Because this is after Rabbi Yossi died. Bo Rei Kama Mechabavin Zezeh. See how much they held each other in high esteem. Did the Rabbi Yossi Kai, and when Rabbi Yossi was alive, When Rabbi Yossi was alive, that he lowered himself and sat in front of Rebbe to Har Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi b'mali makom avosav ave, because Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, filled his father's place for Yakovav Yoshev lefei Rebbe. He also was kafuf in front of Rebbe. So Rabbi Yossi held himself so low and held Rebbe so high. And here, when Rebbe hears what Rabbi Yossi paskid, he retracted his statement. V'kamar kvahar zakein. And here, Rebbe even takes away his statement after hearing what Rabbi Yossi said. Right? Batla daiti, as we say. There are a number of well-known examples of psakim and tshuvas. And then at the end, batla daiti. This the Dvar Avram, the Kavli Rav, has a tshuva about Sfirsa Omer. Now why? There are two questions asked by Sfirsa Omer about the bracha. Number one, why is there no Shechiyanu by Sfirsa Omer? Right, that's asked by the Rishonim, the Baal Amor, the end of psakim. Why is there no Shechiyanu? Various answers. And number two, the other question asked more by the Achronim, and that is, why isn't there Sveika Diyoma by Sfirsa Omer? Right? Why don't we say today is either 4 or 5, 6 or 7? Right? So those are the two questions that are asked. Dvar Avram has a tshuva about these issues. So one of the suggestions he has is that, well, you know why by counting you don't say 2 or 3, 4 or 5? Because that's not counting. counting has to be definitive. 4, 5, 6. You can't say 6 or 7, 7 or 8. If the mitzvah is counting, it's Sfira Sa'omer, so you can't count by counting this or this in doubt. So that's what he says. And at the end of that shuva, the last two lines, he says, but because this answer was not given by the Baal Amar, but Ladaiti, like Far Horizokain, as it says here. Just one example out of many, but that's the principle that we learn. Good. Amr of Oshia, sixth wide line. Maidech Sebo Ekach Li Shnei Maklos. Zachariah says, two sticks are taken. Lechad Karasi Noam, Lechad Karasi Chovlim. One is called Noam, soft and nice, and one is called Chovlim, right? Like the word Chavala, wounders. So what is this a reference to? Noam Elu Talbite Chachamim Sheba Eretz Yisrael. The Noam means the Talbite Chachamim Eretz Yisrael. Sheman Imin Zed Zeba Halacha, from the word Noam. They are nice to each other, Bahalacha. They are softer in how they learn within the Milchamta Shel Torah. Chovlim Elu Talbite Chachamim Sheba Bavel. Shemechavim Zila Zeba Halacha. Right? Different personalities and different ways of learning. And then Bavel, they're much harsher with each other. The Chidah says here in the Pesach Inayim, interesting, even Noam is singular and Chovlim is plural. It doesn't say Noam and Chovel. Noam and Chovlim, because even so, there's an Achdus in the Eretz Yisrael that it has it to be Na'im. Vayomer Eile Shnei B'nei HaYitzar Ha'omdim V'gomer. And Zechariah continues, says, these are the two B'nei Yitzar. Shnaim Zeisim Aleha, and there are two olives next to it. What's the symbolism of that vision? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu Tamid HaChacham Shem Eretz Yisrael. Also, these are the Tamid HaChacham of Eretz Yisrael. She, what does the Bach add in? She Mishamnin Zelazeh Bahalacha. They grease each other. They're soft with each other, like we're shemen, kishemen zayis. They're soft with each other. Ushtaim zayisim aleha, elu tamid chachamim shemabavel. Olives, tamid chachamim shemabavel, shemarurin zelazeb alacha. Kizayis, that is more bitter to each other, like a zayis, or like the chazal that talked about Noach and bringing back the Zayas. Better to be get bitter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than not to get sweet not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw two women going out. Veruach b'chanfeihem. V'lahena k'nafayim k'gadvei achazida. There was ruach in their wings, and they had wings like the stork. V'tisa'enu ha'eifa b'en ashrayim v'en aretz. And they carried some type of measure between heaven and earth. V'yomer el ha'malach hadover b'anahim ha'molichos es ha'eifa. And I asked the malach, hadover b'i, where are they taking that measure? V'yomer elai levnos labayis b'eres shinar. To build a house in Eretz Shinar. Shinar is Bavel. What does that mean? And therefore, what were they carrying to Bavel? What the vision? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Meyachai Zu Chanufa Vagasas Haruach Sheyardu LaBavel. Right? Where does the Milchama and the Chavala come from? It comes from the Chanufa and Gasas Haruach that went down to Bavel. The flattery and the Gasas Haruach, the arrogance. Says the Gemara, there's what to talk about. Let's just continue. First, v'gasas haruach l'bavel nachis. Yeah, Bavel is known for gasas haruach. V'yamar ma'ar, asar kavin gasas yardu la'olam. Doesn't it say a kiddushin? That Gemara that talks all about the 10 things, the 10 kavim of this, 10 kavim of that. So 10 kavim of gasus went down to the world. Tisha natzla elam v'achas kol olam kulo. Elam is the city that is filled with gasas ruach. So it got 9/10 of the world's gasus, and one went to the rest of the world. So the Gemara says, in Lebavel Nachis, it started off in Bavel, v'ishtar buve, v'ishtar bev le'elam. Then it went to Elam afterwards. Tekanami, after all, it says, t'chsiv, in the pasuk, livnos la, bayis be'er chinar, shvamina. And it says, livnos la bayis, and that, what does that mean? Rashi, v'loksiv lahen. It says la, which is singular, so it must be, alma ha'achas levada nas yashbev sham. Right, the Mala is talking about before, and we saw the molichos es ha'efa, right, in plural, and here it says la, and therefore, because it only says it in singular, that is how we know it went to Elam. And one went to Elam. Stop there for a moment. See on the side, on the star, the Gilead says here, Midechsiv la below mapike. Different pshat, not just the singular. It says la without a mapik, darish. Shalonis kayem. That means when it's without the mapik, it didn't last. Didn't last. V'lo amad la habayis be'eret shinar. It didn't last. When it first went to Shinar, it didn't last, and it ultimately went down to Elam. That's the law. And then he says, Ka Kosav Haramban, Bepirish Achish, so Parshas Matos. Look at the bottom end of Parshas Matos. Remember that? That's where the Ramban argues on Rashi, even though it's one of the few places in his commentary on the Torah where he compliments Rashi. Besides the Hakdama, to his commentary on Chumash, the Ramban calls Rashi the Bechor, Lo Mishpat HaBechora. But if you remember the Rashi at the end of Maaseh, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Novach. Novach had cities, and Yair had cities, and it said, Vayikra Allah Novach Mishmo. And Rashi says there's no mafikeh in Novach. And Rashi quotes the Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan, Lefi Shalonis Kayim Lashem Zeh Lafika Churafe. Because it didn't last, Novach cities didn't last, even though Yair's lasted, so that's why it is spelled without the mafikeh. Shemashma Bedrashokim Alo. You could read it as low, not. Lashin Ba'anavitamani, and then Rashi asks on Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan, My Yidro, Shtei Tevos, Adomos Lazet. You're telling me that every time law is supposed to be spelled with a mapake and is not, you know, you darshan something, so what about the other two? Vayomer Laboaz, Livnos Labayas. He quotes two psukim, and he says, would you darshan these in Rus and Zachariah? So the question, the problem, Ramban says, is that here, that second one that Rashi quotes, is darshan by the Gemara. Right here, Livnos Labayas, the Ramban's pshat is not like what Rashi says here. It's based on the Yachid and Zachar, Yachid and Rabim. But he quotes, Vihare Hare Harav, Otzer Blum. He's full of Torah, Halachos, Agados. Rashi knows everything. Vishtamitzeh, he must have forgotten this. Vishtamitzeh Zusha Amru Bevejesh Rus, says the Ramban. Vanochi lo eyekacha shifchosayech, Amalachas v'shalom. Ein ze min ho'imos, ela min ho'imos. V'defas even novach halach, v'yokeres kras v'ikola novach b'shmo. That's a medrash. Malamech lo amalo so Hashem. And he quotes our Gemara. V'yomer alivros lo bayis peret shinar malamech she'en lo sheket teshua. V'chein b'gemara shel Sanhedrin. Chanufa v'gasis ruach v'chulu. V'hu medrash That's the Ramban. How could Rashi forget this Gemara? There's another example of this, like Rav Moshe Hadarshan says. What's the answer? Rashi doesn't give that pshat. Rashi gives a different pshat to the Gemara. It's not about the missing the mapikei, but it's about the Yachin and the Rabim. So Rashi's point is still the point of, you know, it's not, you don't find that Yadarshan, the lack of mapikei, that's the Ramban on the side here, and Rashi. Continuing, says the Gemara. So now we said it rolled down to Elam. It went from Bavel to Elam, the Gasas Ruach. Says the Gemara of Yamar Mar, 1 minute, Simen la Gasas Ruach Anius. The Simen of Gasas Ruach is poverty. Va'anius la Bavel Nachis, and Bavel had Anius. So if Bavel had Anius, so isn't that a reflection that it also has Gasas Ruach? Gemara says, no, my Anius, Anius Torah. It means poverty in Torah. V'ksiv, achos lanu k'tana v'shadayim eima. Our daughter doesn't have breasts in order to give and nourish others. Amar Rabbi Yochanan zu Elam, shezasa lilma v'lo zachla l'lamed. Right, Elam had Anias in Torah, and that's what it means, Anias. That Anias goes with Agasas Aruach. Elam was zocha to learn and was not zocha to teach. Teaching is like a mother giving to her child. So zachla lilma v'lo zachla l'lamed, they weren't on that level. And therefore, that's what it is a reference to. Right, lilma without l'lamed, is a crucial lack, right? We know even the formulation of the mitzvah of learning Torah in the Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is formulated as Vishinatam Levanecha, teaching. Because teaching is the ultimate a reflection of understanding of the Torah. That's the Rashi we like to quote at the beginning of Brachas, where Rashi quotes, the Igra de Pirkariyata, the schar of running to a shir is the running to the shir. So what do you mean? What about getting the shir and understanding the shir? You don't get the schar for that? So Rashi says, yeah, because many people aren't able to repeat over the shir at a later date. So what does Rashi mean? What do you mean? That's learning? That's a reflection of deep understanding. Obviously, there's mitzvah of Talmud Torah even without that level. But a certain level of real understanding is ability to give it over afterwards. That's maybe what it means here too. Zachsa lomod, v'lo zachsa lalami. Not just actual teaching, but even the deep understanding that would allow one to teach. The Chashuk Echemen here has a question. There was someone who was nifter, and his father left... his father left some chidushin that he had written down on personal notebooks, and this son has two possibilities. Either he can print, spend a lot of money and spend a lot of effort to have his father's sefer printed, and he'll be able to be mekayim, keep it up aim in that way, and he'll be able to put it out, but it's not going to be such a popular sefer. Right, it's not going to be such a popular sefer. It's very, few people might be interested in it. A couple of talmidei chachamim here and there. Or he can be makdish le'ilui nishmas his father sifrei yisod l'batei medrash shas uposkim hanachutzim ma'od ubarak Hashem shibesfar meilu shibeshtimidi, and those would have a ton of usage. So is it better to print his father's books or to publish, buy, and give to the shul and to the public area svarim that everybody uses? Right, which one? His own chidushim or not? So says the Chashuk Yechemet. Tshuva. Bad fasas chidushi Torah shalav avish kama milos. There's many milos printing his father's chidushim. Number one, as the Gemara says in Yevamis, kol tamar chacham shomim davreshua mipiv ba'olam azeh sif sovsov dovavos bekever. Right, is his he's going to continue his give his father eternal life by printing svarim. And the Sefer Chasidim, that anybody who Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a piece of Torah and he doesn't share it, it's like you're stealing. Hare gozel mishagilalo. Chasidim tuf kuf lamed. Chasam Sofer discusses in Nagdama to Yaradeya about printing his svarim, you know, whether he should only print a sefer if it's going to be a good for Klal Yisrael. Anyway, he goes back and forth. But then he says, maybe a sefer for Tzarech Rabim is a much greater mitzvah. Adav litrom lila nishmas avishasu poskim, that he quotes from Revel Yashiv, his father-in-law, who said to a Talmud Chacham, is it better to print his, is he allowed to print his own svarim with kispei meiser, and Revel Yashiv paskin, only if there's a Tzarech Rabim, could you print it with kispei meiser? If your sefer is not going to be so popular, and the Rabim is not going to use it, then he can't use kispei meiser. He quotes that. But then he says, at the end of the day, yes, in terms of your own sefer versus Rabin. But if it's your father's, it seems like maybe you should print your father's. Because kibudav. Kibudav, and this is what a special din what he's doing, besides the fact he quotes a Rav Shlomo Kluger that says every sefer that's printed is maybe the geula. So therefore, says the Chashuk Echemet here, maybe he should go. He leans to say that the father wins out in this case. Good. Last section. My Bavel. Last two lines, which we could spend a lot of time on. Let's see what we could do. So what is it? What does the word Bavel mean? So we know the word Bavel from the Torah, but says the Gemara, my Bavel on Rabbi Yochanan, Belula b'mikra, Belula b'mishnah, Belula b'talmud. Mixed up, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud are Balul. Bavel has everything. Balul. B'machshakem hoshivani kemesi olam, the pasuk in Eicha. Bavel is darkness. On Rabbi Yirmiyah is a Talmudah shebavel. It's darkness. So what does that mean? So, the Rabbi Nachananel here says it's a compliment. Rashi Chagiga also says it's a compliment. It means the depths. They understand everything. Right? The depths of Bavel, the secrets, says the Rabbi Nachananel here. Zet Talmud Bavli, Klomer, Ta'amim Shelo, Tzfunim, Va'alumim, Kemayim Amukim. Seems to be something positive. But according to most, here the Pashas is, as continuing from the previous Gemara, it is something negative. The Marsha says it's Mevul Baal because of the gases of Ruach that had been in there. Obviously, even if there's something negative here, and if we continue, let's say there's something negative, like the Marsha and other Achronim point to the Gemara in Bamitzia of Rabbi Zera wanted to forget his Talmud from Bavel when he came to Eretz Yisrael. But either way, the Rambam points out in the Tshuva, the Ritva quotes this Rambam, the Ritva in Yuma, Daf and Zion, and others quote this Rambam, it's the Tshuva in the Perador. The Rambam says that this negative view of Bavel was only up till a certain time. But the Rambam writes in Siman Pei Beis that this is Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah is talking here. The Rambam says this is Rabbi Yirmiyah Lishitaso, who discusses in Ksubis, Delo nihirin lehun taima de masisa kahalacha kema de nihirin lerabanan de Eretz Yisrael. I think Marani and Ksubis Ayin Hei about the goblets of Avir de Eretz Yisrael machkim. But says the Rambam, mihu lav bechol hadoros hayukain. Not in every dar. Not in every dar was Bavel on the down. And he quotes the various Gemaras about Bavel, but the opposite, right? The Gemara in Gittin, Mimos Rebbe Ad Ravashi, Lo Matzinu Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echad, right? The Bavel went, had its heyday also. And therefore, says the Rambam, I'll read you the Lashon also from the Ritva. The Ritva is a rendition of the of the Rambam, Pirush Rambam, B'tshuvas She'ela. He quotes Rabbi Yirmiyahu LeTaimei, for Rabbi Zeira, who for once forgot his learning, V'chulu. Then he quotes at the end, V'zeo Tamash Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Aval Achrechein, Nisgabra HaTorah B'Bavel. But obviously, after a certain time, Bavel was the center of Torah learning. Kol Shekein B'Yimei Ravashi, Adkan Divrei Rabbeinu, V'chayim Heim L'Motzeihem. This Rambam gives us life, says the Ritva. Right, so obviously Bavel, even if the Gemara gives a negative here, but it was, it became the center of Torah learning. But this Gemara is also crucial, important on the line of Balul. What is Balul? Tosfos. Tosfos goes Rabbeinu Tam, right here. Top Tosfos, famous Tosfos. Top five Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin, right here. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. T'Betalmud Shelanu, Anu Potrin Atzmeinu. Based on this Gemara that says Talmud Bavli has everything in it, so we potter ourselves from what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. La'olam yishalish adam shosav. We should split up our day. We should each learn some Mikra, some Mishnah, some Gemara. So we should split it all up. Why don't a lot of us learn Tanakh? Because we learn Shas. We learn Shas Bavli, and that has a lot of Tanakh in it. But still, says Rabbeinu Tam, Afal Pikein, Anu Karim B'chol Yom Parshas HaTamid, we still say a little bit of everything to be Yotzei. We say the Karim B'Tamid in the morning, and then we learn Perek Yizeo Makoman, the fifth Perek of Zvachim. And that's why we say that. A, because it's about Karbanas. B, to be Yotzei Archiv of Mishnah. C, there's no Machlokas in there. I once heard it's the only Perek and Shas without Machlokas. That's also why we say it in the morning. And then Vigarsin Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'Shalosh Hasemidos, right? Tosfos. Fascinating. 800 years ago, Bali Tosfos were already saying Rabbi Shmuel Omer at the end of Karbanas. Why? That's a Brisa. That's considered Gemara. So that's why we have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara right there every single day. But, you know, one might say, and this Rabbi Natam is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, but before we get there, the two sources that we have to know is Tosfos, and also, of course, the Rambam. The Rambam in both in Hilchas Talmud Torah and in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah says, V'chayev l'shalish hazman l'midaso. A person has a chiyuv to split up his learning. Shlish v'tarah shebechsav, v'shlish v'tarah shebal peh. Third of our time on Torah Shebechsav, third on Torah Shebalpeh, v'shlish yavin v'yaskil achris davar meirishiso, v'yotzi davar midavar, v'yadame davar ladavar, v'yadin b'midosh atar nidreshes bahen, ache yeda heichu ikra amidos, v'heich yotzi asar v'amutar, v'chayotzi bahen, midrash shalom al b'yashmua. V'inyezeh hu anikra Talmud. Says the Rambam, Talmud means application of the information that you get in front of you. Right, what is Torah Shabbat Peh? Learning the Pashas of the Mishnah, learning the Pashas of the Gemara. But then the third part is taking all of that and applying it and figuring it out and Svara and Hezber. That's all the Talmud, that's the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, for example, in a well-known formulation, what the average Balabas, says the Rambam, Hayabal Omnis, Vayosik B'Malacha, right, if you can't sit and learn and you have to be Yosik B'Malacha, Shalosh Sha'os Bayom, Ubitara Teisha, if you have to be a Balabas, okay, so just learn 9 hours a day. Okay, that's all you can learn. Pretty amazing. Osana Teisha, what should you do in those 9 hours that you are learning when you're not at work? Split it up into three parts. Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and then Talmud. That's what he says. Bamed Ramamurim, but then the Rambam adds, this is all betchilas Talmudo shel adam, at the beginning of one's learning. But as one grows, kishayagdil b'chachma, v'lo yehei tzarech, and you know already, Torah Shebechsav, v'lo lasuk tamid b'Torah Shebalpeh, you won't have to learn Torah Shebechsav, and you won't have to be learned always Torah Shebalpeh. You know, review them every couple of, every so often, be'itim mizumanim, and spend your time on Talmud. V'yivne kol yamav l'talmud bilvad, l'fi rochav libo, v'yishuv daito. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, and Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rabbi Tam says, Gemara has everything. The Rambam says, you know, you have to focus on all different things, but eventually you will be able to focus on just Talmud. The Rambam also, another source that is crucially related, is the Rambam's Hakdama, the controversial Hakdama that he has to Mishnah Torah, where he says, so many people, Bizman Hazeh, are not able to focus just on Gemara, and they won't be able to learn Halacha. Ubizman hazeh, says the Rambam, takfu tzaras yeseros, v'doch kashas akol, v'avda chachmas chachameinu, ubinas nevoneinu nistara, l'fichach. Everything that the Gemara says and the Gaonim say, it's so hard for everybody to focus on. Umipnei zeh no'arti chatzani ani Moshe bar Maimon, hasvardi, v'nishanti alatzur barachu, with Hashem's help, I wrote a sefer. Ubinosi b'kalelo asfarim. I looked in all of Shas and Geonim v'ra'isi l'chaber dvarim hamisbararim mikalelo achiburim b'inyin ha'asar v'amutar v'atami v'atar. I'm going to write it, the first of its kind, to write it all straight out. Sidur b'fikol, below kushya, v'piruk, without questions and answers. V'loz almar b'ko v'ze almar b'ko. Too confusing. Different opinions. Ela dvarim, brurim, krovim, nechonim. Al pi ha'mishpat asher yizbarar mikalelo achiburim v'apirushin hanimsa mimos rabbeinu akadosh. Arachshav, based on all of Torah Sheval Peh, until I am alive, says the Rambam, I'm going to write a book clear based on that. Ad sheyu kol adinim galuyim lakatan v'lagadol b'din kol mitzvah u'mitzvah u'b'din kol advarim shetiknu chacham u'nevi'im. Until it's all clear, everything is clear. Klalo shel davar kedei shelo yehei adam tzarich lechibur acher ba'olam b'din midina Yisrael. You don't need any other book, says the Rambam. Eli yuchibur zem mekabetz l'Torah Sheval Peh. Kula, imatakanos, vahaminhagos, vihagzeros, shenasmi yomsi moshe rabbeinu al chibur at Talmud. Right, including all the dinim drabbanan, like the rabbanan said. Lefecha karasi shem chibur zem mishta Torah, that's why I call this mishta Torah. Lefisha adam, kore Torah shebechsav tchila, viacharka kore bazet. So now, if you had up until this line, you might have thought that the Rambam means, you know, this is only meant for somebody who knows all of Torah Sheval Peh already. And this is good for Chazara. This will help remind them of everything. But now you read this line, you get a little different impression. You could just read Torah Shevechzav and then read my book. V'yodeh mimeno Torah Sheval Peh kula. V'yodeh tzorach likro sefer acher b'neihem. You won't have to read any other book. Again, the Rambam context might be talking about someone who has limited amounts of time. Limited amounts of time. He has to know what to do. He has to know the basic mitzvos. So Rambam is saying, learn this. Obviously, the Rambam, you know, might be understood as saying learning the primary sources inside is obviously a great thing. Either way, the Ravid and many others jump on the Rambam. They think that what he's saying is somewhat irresponsible and dangerous. Says the Ravid right there. Amar Avram, Zehal Achaber, Sofer Latakin, Velo Tikain, Ki Hu Azav Derech Kol HaMechabrim, Asher Hoyu Lefanav. He left, this is so radical, says the Ravid, what the Rambam did. The Rambam wrote a book and didn't quote any sources. Read everything up until now. Every Gaon wrote a commentary on the Gemara. Everyone wrote where they got it from. He did. Hiheme viu rayel adivrayem. Vikasvu advarim b'sheime omram. Vahoilu bazet toelas gadola. And the other way of writing is a great thing. Because you can look back. Kipamim rabos. Yale alev hadayin. Oha oser v'amatir ladun. Ola hatir me rayasu mimakam echad. Velo yadak yish gadol bimenu. Nira lo das acheres. Mimakam acher. Ki kolam afershim enam shavim. Different opinions. Vim yeda ze shagadu mimenu hiflik shvasa ladas acheres hayachozer bo. V'yata lo eda lo ma'achzer mikabalasi mirayasi b'shvil chiburo shal ze machaber. I don't know. In a cholik alai gada, I'm not going to know. This is very dangerous, says the Ravid. Ein ze ela kol kabal di ruach yisera bay. And it's very dangerous, but this is all quoted again, a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, you can look in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Tamataris, in Reish Mem Vav, get a big discussion, which we don't have time for anymore now, but the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, right, all about different types of curriculums for schools, different ages. Obviously, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has a lot to do with this too, Ben Chamesh Lamikra, Ben Esa Lamishnah V'chulu, but again, this just whets our appetite in this topic. Okay, weiter, next Mishnah, also a lot to talk about. Omar Lo, Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha, Neman Alai Shlosha Roy Bakar. A person says, they get together and they say, okay, my father could be the judge, your father could be the judge, these three shepherds who don't know anything could be the judge. Does that work? The answer is yes, it does work. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that, you know, you can make any Tanai, Darish of a Mamon, two people want to agree upon, they can agree upon it. Beginning of Simen Chav Beis, in Choshe Mishpat, call Kivan to call Tanai, Shem Mamon Kayam, Lachain, Misha Kibel Alav, Karav, O Pasol, Bein Shi Yadayin, Bein Shi Yaid, Afil Kibel Alav as a Pasol, Kishneidim, Kshayrim, Okabezin Shal Mumchin, can do whatever he wants. Tvarav Kayamin, Madara Kayamin, because you can make any Tanai that you want. In Dinim Amenis, see here too. If somebody says, Naman Alai, these people are Naman to me, ask Ksherim, Rabbi Meir's Omer, Yachol Lachzerbo, Rabbi Meir says, you could be Bekabel them, but you could be Chozerbo. Vacham Omer Meini Yachol Lachzerbo, Vacham say, no, you can't be Chozerbo. Hiya, there is a machlokas here between the Rambam and Rashi. Are we talking about Dayanim, Rashi, or Edim, Rambam, right? That Aruch HaShulchan quoted both. But either way, Yachol Machlokas, whether you can be Chozerbo or not. Also, discussion in the Achronim, why isn't this called a Masna Mashagasa Batorah? I know the Torah tells me what the definition of an aid is or a dayan is, and now I'm recreating redefining. So that's a discussion. It must be that it's in Dina Mamas, you have more flexibility. Somebody's chayav to their friend, the Shua. V'amarlo, darli b'chayi roshcha. You know what? You don't have to take a real Shua. Just swear to me outside of Besdin without a Torah. Just give me a low-level Shua. Mayor Omer Yachol Lachzer Bo. V'cham Omerim, Eino Yachol Lachzer Bo. Good. Amr of Dimi Breder of Nachman Breder of Yosef. Could go into Kibbal Ebechad. We quoted this before. The case in the Mishnah is where you accepted them as one Dayan or aid, and there are other Dayanim or the other aid that is kosher. You just accepted it as one, meaning it is Chadila Reyesa, not Tachila Reyesa. Amr of Yudamar Shmuel, Machlokas coming up. Shmuel says, Machlokas b'machalucha. The Machlokas between, the Machlokas in the Mishnah, between Remir and the Chachavim, whether he could be Chozer Bo, is a Machlokas b'machalucha. If somebody says, you know, I'll accept our father, and if he says for you to keep the money, keep the money. If it's a case of, if he says I'll pay you, everybody gives you can be choserbo there, because no money changed hands yet. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, the machlokas is even by, I'm sure to say even, the machlokas is by etain, I will give you. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Is he saying that by etin lecha is the only machlokas, avo b'machalucha, but the case of, if he says, you'll keep it, dibre kol ein yochol lachzer bo, because there is basically already done, no money has to change hands, odilo b'imzu machlokas, or is Rabbi Yochanan saying they're both machlokas? So tashma, amar Rava, you get it from the following, Rava says machlokas be'etin lecha, v'machalucha, dibre kol ein yochol lachzer bo. Rava says, another shita, so iam rabishlam be'etin lecha machlokas, avo b'machalucha, dibre kol ein yochol lachzer bo, Rava da rekur Rabbi Yochanan. We'd rather not have three shitas. Right, if you say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the machlokes is only by etain and not by machol, then Rav and Rabbi Yochanan say the same shita. But if not, you're going to tell me Rav doesn't say like any of them? The Gemara says that's not a raya. Rav Taimid and Afshikamar. He could say his own shita. Three amorah, he could have three different shitas. So there's no raya what Rabbi Yochanan meant. What about the second case? In the Mishnah. The machlok is about accepting a low-level shvua. What type of shvua are we talking about? So my love, aren't we talking about a shvua ba'osan hanishbon v'lo mishalmin? Aren't we talking about a shvua da'araisa of nishba v'niftar? Nishbon v'lo mishalmin tahavile k'machalacha, which is like a case, which is parallel to a case of machalacha, right? Nishba v'niftar, the three cases of shvua da'araisas, right? Shvua se'edecha, shvua sashomrim, and modem mixas. So take the shvua and keep the money. So isn't that what we're talking about? Which is, would then be parallel to the ratio of machol. Lo, ba'osa nishma v'notzlin. No, it could be talking about the shuas d'rabanan of nishma v'notel. Tahavi leke etin lecha, which is like the parallel case of etin lecha. Says the Gravat Tarlai Resha. But then it would be saying the same thing as the Resha, if you're limiting it. If we just said etin lecha is the Resha, so why would you need that in the Sefer too? Tana tola b'das acheir v'tana tola b'das atzvo. It's two different types of cases. One, you are relying on the judges. One, you're relying on the other party. Vitzricha, and you would need the machlokes in both cases. If you only had the first case of an Amonalai, Abba, Vicha, Pahakam, Rabbi Meir, maybe only there Rabbi Meir says the Matzi Haderbe. Maybe only there Rabbi Meir says you can be Chozer, but Mishum, the Lokamar, Omakni. Because he's not so serious. Who says that that judge is going to be win the case for me? And therefore, he can be Chozer, but up until a certain time. But by Tolba Das Atzmo, the other party, maybe he agrees right away. You take that Shvua, done. I accept it. And if you say you only had that case, maybe only in the Tolba Das Atzmo case, the Rabbanan say that you cannot be Choser. Maybe in the other case of Tolba Das Acher, Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Meir that Yachal Afzer Bo, Sricha. Good. So now we have another. We just had a machlokes about the machlokes. Now we have another machlokes about the machlokes. Amar Eish Lakish. Machlokes lefnei gemar din. The machlokes is between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether you can be chozer bo, is before gemar din. Aval achar gemar din, they're called in yochol achzer bo. Once there's a gemar din, nothing to talk about. There's a gemar din, even though it was given by the father, you can't be chozer bo once it was given. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, amazing. Li achar gemar din machlokes. There's a machlokes about after gemar din. So again, we ask, Iboy luhu liachar gemar din machlokes avo lefnei gemar din dibri yakol yochar lachzabo. Does Rabbi Yochanan say the only machlokes is after gemar din? O dilma beimazu machlokes, or is he saying There's a machlokas about both. So Tashma, the same kind of raya to Amarava. Kiba alav garbo pasul of negamar din yochal achzerbo liachar gamar din ini yochal achzerbo. So you see, Rava has the chilek between Lefnei and La'achar. So, if you say that Rabbi Yochanan meant that after Gemar Din is a machlokas, but before Gemar Din, everybody would agree. So then Rava damar k'Rabbi Yochanan v'aliv ed Rabbanan. So then Rava, here in this last statement, is expressing the Rabbanan Shita according to Rabbi Yochanan. But if you say Rabbi Yochanan held that they argue about both even before Rava damar k'man, then whose Shita is Rava reflecting, he's passing like a third shita, right? How does he feel with the machlokas? So elav shmamina, lachar gemar din machlokas shmamina. So it must be right. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the machlokas is only lachar gemar din, but before gemar din, he would agree. Everybody would agree that yochol lachzer bo. So it's amazing. Even after gemar din, you'd be able to be chozer bo. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilam Deina Rabbeinu. So teach us, what's the halacha in these cases? Lefnei Gemar Din Machlokas or Lacha Gemar Din Machlokas? What is the Machlokas? The halacha kedivrei mi. And who do we paskin like? Shalach le Lacha Gemar Din Machlokas, Lacha Kedivrei Chachamim. The Machlokas is after Gemar Din, and we paskin like the Chachamim that Eino Yocho Lachzerbo. The Sharam Sirena Balacha here also discusses what was the question. Of course we pass like the Chachamim, right? It's a Rabbim. Rabbim against a Yochid. Halacha kedivrei Rabbim. So the Sharam Sinai Balacha quotes from other sources a very interesting suggestion. And that is, we only pass like a Rabbim if the Miut is there. If the Miut and the Rabbim argue and the Rabbim win, so we'll pass like the Rabbim. But if the Rabbim is not there, he quotes this from a tshuva of the Rashba, Talor Minun Holchanach Barov Alahecha Shayamasu Matan Beinayam. There was a discussion and then the Rabbim won. Aval Kshamiut Eino Sham El Shamu HaRabbim Tama Yechidim. Then you don't say Achra Rabbim Lahatos automatically, because maybe the Rabbi would have been convinced if the Miut was there and explained to them their Shita. Okay, continuing. Ravashi Amar, similar. Haki Shachlai. No, this is what the letter was sent. Be'etin l'cha machlokas, avamacha l'cha machlokas. V'yalacha k'devri mi. It wasn't about the Gemar Din, it was about etin and machl. Shalachlai, and the answer was given. Be'etin l'cha machlokas, v'alacha k'devri chachamim. The machlokas is about etin, and we pass like the Rabbanan. Besura mastu haki, that's what they had. But Pedusim mastu haki, they had the following formulation. Amar b'chidi bar shlamiya, sholchale mi bei rav l'shmuel, yiladena rabbeinu. Lefnei Gemar Din v'kanu miyado, mai. The machlokas is after Gemar Din, but what about even before Gemar Din? They did a kinyan, they did a chalipin to show seriousness, a concretization of das. Is that it? Could he be chozer bo shalachlu? No, he cannot. Ein la'achar kinyan klum. Right, you can't be chozer after kinyan chalipin. That shows seriousness. That shows that you want to go through with this, and therefore you can't be chozer bo. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But tomorrow's daf starts with mesachik bikuvya. Issues of Asmachta, which we discussed a couple of times in Baba Basra, but here is the main one of the main sugyas in Shas coming up right here, Asmachta, and Ein Adamesim Atzmo Rasha, and a lot of Shas topics coming up on the next daf.